What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, okay. Let me get away from the noise. I'm very sorry. Yeah, on the Palestinian issue, I don't think this just happened right off the bat, not even planned this month. You look at all the diplomatic gestures that Kushner was making on behalf of Israel to the Arab states, and I think they weren't too successful with Jordan. So
no, they weren't.
Last month, you had an attempted coup in Jordan. They would want to secure cooperation to Jordan if they wanted to inflame the Palestinian issue so they can advance further and retake the mosque, you know, or confiscate the mosque. They want to build the third temple there. So I think this has been in the planning stages for a long time.
Well, we know that they wanted to tear down the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock to build a third temple there. That's been around for a very, very long time. I think the agenda right now, this is a grab by Netanyahu to remain in power. And so far it's working, because the representatives of these two parties who were going to form a coalition to oust Netanyahu have put that plan on hold. So for the duration of this crisis, however long Netanyahu can spin it out, he's going to remain prime minister of Israel.
Right, and he doesn't want to go down in history as someone who surrendered to the opposition. So
want to go down in history as having been sent to jail for corruption over that German submarine deal.
No, he sure doesn't. That's all I had for today. Sorry I don't have more on the table, but I just wanted to connect those dots, you know.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. And again, we have lines open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Obviously, Mike, I'm very preoccupied with Israel and Palestine. Mm-hmm. And last night, I was really delighted. I was heartened when I read the words of a religious Zionism party leader, Bezalel Smotrich, who said he was outraged at what was happening by both Jews and Arabs, and he said, "We have no other country. We must live together." Mm-hmm. Whether or not he was sincere or whether others will take up that call, I don't know. But just the fact that a religious Zionist said it, to me, is highly significant, because he's also a politician. Now, here's my concern. Yes, Netanyahu wants this war because it keeps him in power. You don't change horses midstream.
True.
However, he has been developing friendships with the UAE and all of the oil-rich Arab sheikhs. They have treated their own people so abusively that the treatment of the Palestinians, we know about it because Israel is an open country and there's a lot of freedom for the media, even though it seems restricted, far better than anything we know about what's going on in Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, or anywhere else. So who do you think has an interest now in coming in as an ally to Netanyahu? My belief is there's a saying in Arabic, two actually. If you dare to challenge the status quo with a question, it is Kusil San, cut your son. The other one is Idhesu, crush him. If the Palestinians become even more troublesome, the Arabs may silently cooperate with Israel and crush them once and for all. They have been a thorn in the side of all the Arab countries. Every Palestinian who has gone to any of the other countries is not allowed citizenship, no matter how long he lives or is born there, can work, but is not allowed to even buy property, from what I understand.
Okay.
So they treat them even worse than they treat their own people. They don't give a damn about the Palestinians. They don't even care about, my guess would be, they're not even all that loyal to Islam, but it's a convenient way of controlling the emotions of their people. Mm-hmm. So yes, it could spin out of control. And we have to take a lesson from it. Because yesterday on John's show, somebody was talking about the need to take to arms, and John said, that is the last resort. He is absolutely right, because
yes,
under cover of war, it provides the smokescreen for any kind of malevolent, nefarious activities, and always the most cruel and the most sadistic, and those with absolutely no empathy or compassion rise to the top. So again, I've said this repeatedly, the Arabs were wrong. They should have submitted from the very beginning when they recognized that Israel was an insurmountable force to be reckoned with. It was there to stay. If they had joined forces from the very beginning and accepted them, by now they would have been so integrated into Israeli society, they would have been even more participants at the upper levels. We have, you know, there are non-Jews, Druze or Arab or whatever you want to call them, who are in the court system, in all the legal professions. What Arab country would allow that, except maybe Iran, where the Persians have been there for, where the Jews in Persia have been there for so very long.
Yes.
But I really think on this side, I'm taking the side of Israel. Just as I was opposed to the flotation devices that were intended to break the grip on Gaza, remember those flotillas? I was opposed
yes.
to those because it's like a mosquito stinging a lion. You irritate the hell out of it, and it comes back even harder.
Well, that was a largely symbolic demonstration. You know, the problem was Israel overreacted, and it killed all those people on the Mavi Marmara, and that of course turned world opinion against Israel. And I think right now that's probably the biggest thing on the Palestinian side right now, is that so many people around the world are now demonstrating and protesting against Israel's behavior.
Only for now, until it begins to have repercussions on them. Right now, it's just a matter of principle and human emotions and human compassion and empathy. But that only lasts so long. Eventually, if this goes on, I mean, I'm fed up with it. And mm-hmm. believe me, I've had my bitterness against Israel for two reasons. But even before Israel, I have a lot of bitterness against the Arabs, because they basically hijacked that area for 1,500 years under the Muslim armies. I have no idea what my actual heritage is, because mm-hmm. There's no passport or ethnicity on my DNA. All I can do is hope to find through my paternal grandmother that I know the name is Hananiah, which was the son of one of the princes, Zerubbabel, who led back the people in the third Aliyah from Babylon.
Okay.
So I can guess that I'm probably part ancient Jewish and somewhat Arabic, inevitably, as well as Caucasian. So I have divided loyalties, but for the longest time, my hostility was towards Israel, because it had the power to put a stop to everything, and I wanted so desperately to go back. When I did go back, I was treated well. I mean, I think my roommate was actually an intelligence officer at the university when I was there, but mm-hmm. otherwise I wasn't prohibited from anything. I traveled all around freely, and I was very safe. So as long as somebody is not an enemy of Israel, they will be treated well. And the Arabs who are there are those who identify as Arab, who probably are not really Arab, in ancestral terms,
okay.
Have adopted it for so long that they have been co-opted in this thing. Now, Ismail Hananiyeh with his Hamas, it's a power grab. Mahmoud Abbas, who definitely has Jewish ancestry, won't let go because he likes the position he's in. Arafat was close to bringing the Palestinians to peace with Israel. And that is probably why it was one of his people who killed him, not the Israelis. And so it's just the time has come for all of those Muslim Arabs in North America. Do not support this ongoing dispute. Eventually, there has to be a surrender. This can't go on forever. Yeah, and also, if there's a lack of fighting, a lack of a war, Israel cannot attack or do anything or take more land, because then it's doing that in a time of peace. And then it would get censure from around the world, legitimately.
Well, so the UN is trying to do that now, but the United States is blocking that.
Well, yes, it's the empires that benefited by the creation of Israel because they want control of the region.
Yes,
it's not just
very
France
much so.
And Germany and England. It's those who benefited the previous empires who helped create Israel, assuming that they could control Israel when the reverse has happened. But Israel is just too powerful. It's too deeply entrenched. The plan to create Israel was in the works for at least 200 years. The battle for that land, that strip of land, that, by the way, if you look at the Ottoman governmental system, Palestine wasn't even mentioned. It was part of a vilayet known as Syria. Gaza was a vilayet on its own. But Palestine never really existed until the creation of the British Mandatory Palestine. That's the only time it existed. And I repeat again that most of the people who came there, they were not the people who went to the hilltop town, who went to the hilltop towns. I've got a call coming through. I hope it's not interfering. But those who went to the hilltop towns were probably the original Judeans. But I'll let you go. I've been on for far too long. Once again, my show Sunday night, or our show Sunday night, is actually called Calling All Patriots. I was wrong when I said A Call to Patriots. I had a lot going on, so please tune in. I'd also like to explain more about the Prophet Muhammad, who was probably actually a Christian, not a Muslim. And it's in his name. It's in his name. In Arabic, the word for baptism is Ahmed. His name originally was Muhammad. He married a Christian woman. They were married in a church. She was wealthy. And in Islam, women don't inherit from their husbands. But in Christianity, they do. So he married a very wealthy woman who was about 15 or 25 years older than him. He never had any actual children of his own. They were the daughters of his wife from her first marriage.
Okay.
I'm hoping my friends who are Muslim are not listening. But it's time people know. That's why Islam recognizes Jesus as a prophet and not as a divine being. Because when you want to institute a new set of beliefs, it's always more likely to catch on and succeed if you build on previous deeply held beliefs. So Islam incorporated much of Judaism as well as Christianity. And I'll elaborate more on Sunday night for anyone who is interested. So remember, ask anybody who speaks Arabic who will be honest. In fact, there's a movie on YouTube where John the Prophet is saying that he was preaching to them, and then in Arabic it says Da'amidhum. Da'amidhum means, and he baptized them. Ahmed being the key word, baptized, hum being the plural. So Muhammad was actually a Christian originally, and he started Islam to unite all the warring tribes that were not Arabs. I've monopolized too much time. I'd better go. I think that's why John so graciously offered me that 1 hour. Steve Elkins will be joining me 9 o'clock Central Time. That would be 10 Eastern. And the show is called Calling All Patriots. I hope people will join in, and eventually I hope to be able to take calls and try to keep the brief. And not have too many callers like me. Oh. Anyway, Mike, I'll let you go. And thank you for giving me this time.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. We're going to let you go. And Just to sort of clarify a little bit of the history, I have reposted an article that I did some years ago called Israel and Palestine, The Maps Tell the Story. And one of the interesting things about it is that it does include scans and images of maps from 1851, 1864, even one from 43 AD that indicate the existence of Palestine. So I figured that would be a little bit interesting. We're going to switch to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. My congratulations to Layla. I disagree with her on grasping at a straw of hope where there's one Jewish Zionist who says he wishes they could live in peace. And I will tell you that these are people who killed their own people, sunk their own ships, terrorized their own people back in the 30s and 40s in order to get them to come to Zion, to Israel, or who treated with the Nazis to keep that going, who attacked the United States and with the liberty in order to keep their agenda going of grabbing land, who, on and on and on, right? Who's is embedded so deeply into their theology that you can't find a rabbi who will actually come out and say that, and they believe in their own Jewish supremacy, and it's as Layla said, it was in the works for 200 years or more, and they kept their eye on the ball, and they're not going to take their eye off the ball now. They're not interested in peace. They're looking for an excuse to ethnic cleanse even faster. And nothing will stop if you get in their way. They've gone to the trouble of taking over the media everywhere, the finance, banking everywhere. They own our government. They own the governments in Western Europe. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to stop at this. They have pogroms. Like the other day when Netanyahu had the temerity to say, to make the comparison to Kristallnacht. For a Palestinian, every day for the last 60 years has been Kristallnacht.
Yes.
Well, they'll chase people down and beat them where the settlers can tote guns and open fire without any repercussions at all. That's just the way they are. That is embedded in when you think that you're better than everybody, when it's embedded into your theology and it's gone for 2,000, 5,000, whatever it is, years, and it's still there, listen, you can pogrom and Kristallnacht and beat people to death and do the lynchings, as they're, quote, called. That happens all the time there. So, I don't know why grasping for a straw when look who we have, Netanyahu. Naftali Bennett, Zippy Livni. Look at these horrible people who have actually called for ethnic cleansing, expulsion. This is the mainstream. And by the way, there's people to the right of them that Netanyahu is now allied with.
Yes.
So
he's definitely moving far right.
Yeah, it's a pie in the sky. It's not just that gentleman who called before was right. It's not just the government. It's the people themselves. It's the people who chase these people down and beat them. And the people who tote the guns around and shoot people. It's the people who set up their lawn chairs and watch Gaza being bombarded.
Yes.
It's the citizens' army that knocks off 100 or 200 Palestinians on a Friday with no problem at all. Right? No problem at all. That was like William Calley for us. But for them, that's just another Friday. It's ridiculous, and I hope Layla is not selling her soul to get a TV, a radio show, because that's really what's going on.
No, I don't think she is, because I don't think Stadmiller is in agreement with her entirely on the situation in Israel and Palestine. So, what can I tell you?
Well, I hope not, too.
But we'll see how Layla does on her show when she does take phone calls. Yeah. And, I wish her a lot of luck. And, You know, anyway, listen, Peter, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open phone lines now, area code 512-248-8252. Call on in, spend the rest of the program with us on this wonderful Friday, and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are all open. Area code 512-248-8252. So call on in and help us spend the rest of this Friday program. Meanwhile, getting back to some international news, Russia's military in Syria stopped and turned back a U.S. convoy as friction grows between Washington, D.C. and Moscow over each other's roles in trying to de-escalate the conflict in the country. Well, it's a little hard to say that the United States is de-escalating the conflict because there is this story where the U.S. is stealing the oil and the grain, and the Syrian government doesn't want them there. The Syrian people don't want them there, and so I think the U.S. is really doing that a lot. All righty, let's see. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike. Oh, there you are. You can hear me now, right?
I can hear you now.
Perfect. I was wanted to talk to you about some Jewish history.
Okay.
So, you know, we have this exodus out of Egypt because, you know, these Jewish people were slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And which, of course, there's no proof of.
Well, actually, there is. If you go to Zahi Hawass, who's like the head of Egyptology, archaeology, rather, in Egypt, he says there is evidence for a mass exodus, but it actually happened to the Hyksos people, not the Hebrews.
Yeah. And then, of course, Moses, the parting of the Red Sea, right?
Yeah, and, you know, if Moses had turned right instead of left, then the Jews would have the oil and the Arabs would have the dirt.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, and this sort of thing goes on and on and on, right, throughout history. And I'm not and now we're going to get into, you know, Christianity, mm-hmm. you know, the son of the Jewish God. And then, of course,
well, it all goes back to Abraham, and it may even go back further than that to Akhenaten, Amenhotep the IV, where a lot of scholars, including Sigmund Freud, think that's the historical character on which the myth of Moses is actually based.
And it is a myth. You know, all this religion is just basically astrology, right?
Yes.
You know, the season, the change of the seasons, you know, the sun god Horus and all that jazz. I mean,
actually,
I'm not going to put down.
God.
Pardon me?
Ra is the sun god.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I've forgotten more than I remember about this stuff. But anyway, it all comes down to the same thing, belief, right? And
yes.
I'm not big on belief. I like facts. And
yes,
as far as, you know, history, yeah, as far as the history of religions are concerned, yeah, exactly. You know, there's no proof for any of this, and it's all based upon belief. And, of course, you know, even just a couple of hundred years ago, these religions were just brutal. And in actual fact,
well, they still are. I mean, if you look at what's going
on
now,
I was just going to get to that.
You know, within Israel and Palestine, there's still a lot of brutality in the name of some god or goddess somewhere.
Yeah, and you know, like you know, as far as the Arabs are concerned, I don't like what their idea of stoning is. I kind of like my idea of what it is. And you know, to think that they would actually put a woman. You know, like hold a Canadian woman in Pakistan and want to kill her by stoning her to death for blasphemy. I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. People that think like that, you know, they're like that's straight out of Yabba Dabba Doo stuff. Like these guys are blockheads.
Yeah,
still living in caves for crying out loud. It's brutal that you would actually consider, you know, treating another human being that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Well, look at the Holy Inquisition, the witch burnings, the Spanish Inquisition especially. What is that saying? If you can be made to believe in possibilities, you can be convinced to commit atrocities, and that certainly is true.
Well, it's hey, I mean, the CIA and the FBI live on those words, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Trying to find people to do their dirty work. So just to wrap it up here, like a lot of things, religion is used.
Yes.
Just as race is used. And governments, and you know, people all over the world, the elites and, you know, certain governments, they know this. And they use it against people. They use it to divide and conquer them, to break them down into smaller and smaller, more manageable, you know, groups for one reason. If they're looking over there, they're not looking at them and what they're doing. And I've said this before, even a few months ago, that in another year or two, there are going to be so many lawsuits floating around on this nonsense that's happening. You know, it's just going to boggle the mind. I could have had a shot today through work, and of course, you know, I said no way, because there's no way anyone's going to stick that crapple in my arm. I don't care what anyone
Al,
says.
I'm sorry, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for
That's
commercials.
No problem, Mike.
We have
Thanks
callers
for your time.
Waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones here, and Layla has called back in. And Layla, I guess you've got something you want to update us on, so please go ahead. Layla, are you there?
Wow. I have the highest possible respect for Peter, and a lot of what he says is correct. But it also reinforces what I said, that in times of war, cruelty and sadism become the norm. It becomes accepted. And it is only in the absence of war that we can bring out our better selves and defeat the cruelty and sadism that might be inherent in all of us. But in terms of Palestinian maps, remember how Palestine was created? It's available anywhere. When the Romans could not defeat the Judean rebels, they finally crushed them brutally by bringing in 10 legions from outside the empire. They defeated the rebels in Judah, and then to punish the Judeans, they tried to completely erase their identity. Mm-hmm. They removed the name of the capital. Jerusalem, by the way, goes back to Ur Shanim in the times of Mesopotamia. And they erased Jerusalem and called it Aeola Capitolina, named it after the family name of the emperor of the time. And then the Peleshet, who were considered the enemies of Judah, they then named the whole region of Judah and Israel Palestine. But even the Romans called it Syria, Palestina, or Palestina, Syria, I can't remember. But you will also find that prior to that, that have the name Palestinian, Syria, or I think it was Syria, Palestina was the most common form. Okay. Go back to the oldest possible maps. Judea was, but it was always an I, Iudea, because the J did not exist in Latin. And in most of the other languages. But there was once, if you're going to describe a country or a nation of Palestine or a city-state, tell me the latitude and the longitude of the territory. Tell me what form of government they had. Was it like the Roman Senate where they had, a republic or an empire? What did they have? They were always vassals of another empire. But once Palestina was created, or Palestinia was created, and it became known as the Holy Land, it lasted forever. But again, never did it have political boundaries as we would know them. You didn't have checkpoints with border guards.
Yeah, but Israel doesn't have political boundaries either. I mean, they've never really drawn their borders.
Israel, well, they have tentatively, yeah, the whole Middle East.
true, from the Nile to the Euphrates.
Yeah, that's Zionism. And again, we have to distinguish the difference. And by the way, about the crossing of Moses into the Red Sea, Ramesses means born of. So Ramesses was born of the sun. He was the son of God. And Augustus later did the same. After the death of Julius, Augustus declared that Julius was a god after death. Therefore, Augustus could say he was the son of God. And mm-hmm. there was a stele to that effect in Anatolia. But anyway, I'm getting off track again. I'm sorry, I have this terrible habit of doing it.
Yes.
Palestine does exist not only as a spiritual realm, as the Holy Land, for all the religions, for any belief. Buddhists were also there. There were Buddhist priests who would preach their doctrines. Or never forget the influence of Zoroaster, who first defined the duality of the divine, that not only was there a god, one single god, but there was also his opponent, Satan.
Yes.
And he may not have called him Satan. But as for the crossing of the Red Sea, there is no evidence. Even the Hyksos were not large enough to have constituted such a large crossing. If there had been massive crossing with the Egyptian chariots following them, why has nobody found evidence of chariots that were engulfed by the Red Sea when it closed up again? They could have done it by satellite if it's buried under silt. You can still
given the construction techniques used at the time, I think being buried in silt and water, they would have rotted away long before now. There's a school of thought that much of that whole Exodus story was not only pirated from the Hyksos, but it was amplified and exaggerated. Pharaoh probably sent, some forces after the retreating Hyksos because they'd been looting and pillaging the Egyptian people on their way out.
Exactly.
And as far as, them getting stuck in the mud, they may have eventually extricated themselves and simply gone back to Pharaoh.
But there still should be some metal wheels from the chariots wheels.
The chariots back then did not have metal wheels.
The chariots did have, or maybe they didn't, maybe they were made of wood, but I do know they have found a couple of metal wheels that they dated, carbon dated back to the time when this supposedly occurred. But even it, look, I mean, I don't know if it's still on YouTube, the redheads in that area, as the Hyksos were always discriminated against. They were driven out of Persia,
mm-hmm.
the Sumerians. They were called Sumer because they were called the black-headed people, Ismar. In most of the Semitic languages, the root word is S-M-R, Ismar, meaning mm-hmm. black. The Sumerians were black-headed people. Now, why would you call them the black-headed people unless they were distinct from the majority? But since they had the power, there's some shows on YouTube, I hope they're still there, Plum Tree Productions, where they have done DNA testing that proved that their ancestors in the Polynesian Islands came from outside of Persia and Egypt, and that their oral history is that they were discriminated against and driven out. And they went from there to Summer Island and then ended up in Peru, where a lot of the DNA testing proves that even the chickens and other animals, the bones that were found, are similar to the DNA of ancient animals in the Middle East, in the areas around.
Well, I don't know how compelling the similarity is going to be. Anyway, Layla, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I've let you have a good chunk of time.
Okay.
We've got a bunch of callers waiting on the line right now, so thank you very much. And we're going to switch to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I hope you and Miss Claire are doing well. The reason for my call today is for the next I leave Sunday to go down. I'll be in Louisiana for the next 6 to 9 months to relearning how to live at a blind school, and I'm taking RBN with me because a lot of these people down there have never heard of RBN. So hopefully, this is a whole new group of people, get to make a whole bunch of friends down there, and a whole mm-hmm. group of people that's never heard that have never heard RBN or any of you guys. And I'm hopefully going down here, you know, to get what I need to get and get skills that I need to get to make my life better. But I'm hopefully...
Okay, good, yeah. Good luck on that.
Thank you. And then my big push is opening up people's eyes to RBN and to the truth. I'm just going to try to be a light in the world and do the best that I can possibly do. You know, this is a 16-hour hike for me. Never really been away from home before. And if there's other people around that are going to be near Ruston, Louisiana... don't be afraid to find me. I'm a very friendly person and could use all the help that I could possibly use and friends that I
gotcha.
Could possibly do down there. But thank you for your time, Mr. Mike.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got triggered by the last couple callers. It's pretty offensive when people say Palestinians never existed. I mean, I know what she's saying, but that's also
yes.
a Zionist talking point to justify basically genociding these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the same things to say the English. They'll say, oh, the English aren't even a people. You know, you go back three, they do the same trick. So,
yes.
You know, I listened to Herodotus, the history, where the word history comes from.
Yes.
And that was written about 500 BC, I think. And there's no mention of ancient Israel. It's not real history. And that's the thing. You know, we were talking about collecting coins. You can go get Greek coins and Roman coins at
yes.
coin stores. They're very common.
Yes.
Well, there's no King Solomon coins. There's no King David coins. That whole ancient Israel story is just that. It's a story. I think Josephus wrote it in about the year 40 AD. Because I'm
mm-hmm.
not seeing, there's very little proof of ancient Israel at all, so it just drives me nuts.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of fraud with archaeological finds there, like the Jehoash tablet and the Temple mm-hmm. pomegranate. And, the popular belief is that the Wailing Wall is part of the Second Temple. It's actually part of an old Roman fort.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing, it's kind of like the Hollows, you know? It's like,
it's a big fairy tale.
It's ridiculous, and the other caller about, you know, stoning people, that is sick, but...
Yes,
you know, when the Israelis draw napalm on kids and people, that's not very friendly either.
No, it isn't.
You know,
it definitely is not.
U.S. Marines, you know, destroying Fallujah is not very friendly. So, you know, these guys, John Hagee, these Christian Zionists, they're just as crazy as the Ayatollah, really.
Yes.
I mean, these guys will have World War III, and that's it. So that was my main point. I mean, as far as ancient Israel, all these stories are just that. They're stories. And that's why I only go to non-Christian or non-Jewish or Muslims. I go to the ancient Roman, whatever the people, ancient pagan history, because that's the only real history. Or science and archaeology, you know. That's where I go. So
yes.
The Bible. Anyway. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
All right, same to you, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, on the Sea of Reeds, the Hebrew word yam means sea, if I pronounce that correctly, and the word self by itself means reed. In Exodus 2:3, has a literal translation of yam suf, with the two words combined and construct state yield sea of reeds.
Yes.
Now, so, yeah, and it's been changed into the Red Sea. So this could have been a sea of reeds that the Romans chased us through. But anyhow, as far as the Palestinians not having a real country or not having an identity, well, most of the Israelis are descendants of the Khazarian tribe. Of Northern Turkey.
The Ashkenazis.
Caucasus Mountains. Ashkenazis. Exactly. You know, wearing black coats and big furry black hats, that's not very cultural to that part of the world. So, I mean, it's not very practical either. So, it's people have hijacked a religion and a language and identity, either through intent, which probably so, but also just through the years. You know, just time will do that.
Okay.
And so the whole situation, I can't side with the Israelis. That, and I, even if one of them does come out and say, well, we hope for peace, we want to stop it, you know, well, put up or shut up, you know, where's the debate in the Knesset? You know, where are the political leaders in Israel talking about a ceasefire? They're not going to do it. And as far as armed resistance, Leila always talks against nationalism and armed resistance. Well, Afghanistan will soon kick out their invaders.
Yes.
United States Army and coalition through armed resistance.
And don't forget how Vietnam defeated the might of the United States of America. So it's not entirely
beyond
the realm of possibility that, you know, the Palestinians fighting for their own homes and, you know, their own loved ones, you know, might defeat a militarily superior force like the Israeli Defense Forces.
Exactly right. And those are the points I wanted to rebut. Go on and on and on and on and on. And I would like to know if Layla will take callers and actually have a debate or just have a field poll contest. But I'll tune into one of her shows.
Well, we're going to find out Sunday night when her show debuts. And, you know, I assume that she'll be able to take phone calls because, you know, that's what we all do.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it, and we're going to go to Daniel in North Dakota. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you doing today?
Hanging in there.
Good. Hey, so I wanted to mention the Christian archaeologist Ron Wyatt. He's done documentaries where he's actually proven that there's an ark. That's just one site that he went to. He also went to the Red Sea and has documents, pictures, videos of the chariots that are actually in the water. So if you go on YouTube, you can look at those for yourself, that there actually is evidence where the Pharaoh crossed the Red Sea, and you can see those pictures and videos for yourself. So that's pretty much all I really wanted to call in, because when okay. you know, people are saying there's no evidence, they obviously haven't researched Ron Wyatt in his, you know, his documentary.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to start with James in Vancouver. James, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Okay, today's show is very good, and I will be listening to Layla this Sunday.
Good.
My adopted uncle was a Syrian, by the way,
mm-hmm.
a Christian Syrian. He was best friends with my father. But... So, I know a lot about this kind of thing, or some of it anyway, but getting back to Putin's missiles, how good are these things? Can they be intercepted, or are they really good?
They're really good, and the U.S. is working on ways to intercept them, but they don't have it yet. Anyway, listen, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Yeah, we're going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools.
but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program on this Friday, we're talking with James in Vancouver, who is expressing concern about Russia's missiles. And at this point, Russia is definitely leading the world in hypersonic missile technology. They have the Zircon, which can fly at Mach 9. And so far, the United States does not have anything that can defend against it. There are other missiles like the Satan II, the Avangard, and a couple of others like that. It's a formidable arsenal, and the U.S. is struggling to catch up at huge cost to you, the American taxpayer, I might add. So, James, anything else?
Well, yeah, so obviously, then if that's the case, then Russia controls the chessboard at this point.
And my they definitely have a strategic advantage.
Right. So if things get too weird in the Middle East, they know how to take care of it. But I think it's significant. You mentioned that the Muslims in Germany and the Germans are marching arm in arm. Is that right?
I don't know about the Muslims marching arm in arm, but I do know that in Germany, as there are around the world, there are major protests against Israel for what is going on in Palestine right now.
Well, then the Germans and the Muslims are going to make friends in Germany. And
They might.
Yeah, they're going to make friends, you see, and this is all going to work against. And the other comment I want to make is, as far as I can see, there's only two leaders in the world today. One is Vladimir Putin in Russia, and the other is Xi Jinping in China. And
yes.
All these other so-called leaders, all they do every day is they call the State Department and ask for marching orders.
Yes.
They're not leaders. They call the State Department and say, what do I do?
In the Oval Office, we've got His Fraudulency, is just, not only did he steal the election, but he's mentally incompetent.
Well, so this is really, really, really good recipe for a world crisis, let's put it that way.
Yeah, we're heading into one, no doubt, and we're going to lose this one. We are definitely going to lose this one, and I hate to see that, but that does seem to be where we are. Anyway, listen, James, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to try and fit one more phone call in before the end of the show. Mitchell in Memphis, hello. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I get the record. I'm always your last caller. Listen, I don't have a lot of time. I can't go into what I wanted to go into, but I will say this. People were talking about Layla. I remember Layla just after the January 6th incident. What was that at the Capitol? Stuart Rhodes was of Oath Keepers was on John's show, John Stackmiller's show, and Layla said, she called in. They were talking about it. She said, "Well, we must very carefully watch Biden." What the hell? What does that mean, Layla? And do what? Let's just watch him.
Well,
it's like
if
you and Claire, the house is on fire, say, Claire,
much
honey,
of anything.
Let's just very carefully watch the house burn down.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Mitchell, I got to let you go. We're at the end of the program. The music is playing. My apologies to the caller who is still holding online. We're not going to get you today. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.